G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Brazil, within the context of the G20 presidency, is taking the lead in promoting anti-corruption measures and integrity, while also reinforcing discussions on standards within the private sector. Marcelo Pontes Viana, the coordinator of the Anti-Corruption Working Group of the Sherpa Track and the Secretary for Private Sector Integrity at the Comptroller General's Office, underscores the importance of nurturing integrity across both public and private sectors. He says, there's a pressing need to raise awareness within the private sector regarding its responsibility in preventing corruption, which should be incorporated into a broader movement advocating for integrity. I take pride in acknowledging Brazil's leading role in this endeavor. Initially, this cohesive movement gained traction within the United Nations framework, resulting in the successful passing of a resolution urging other nations to draw inspiration from Brazil's experiences. This approach acknowledges that combating corruption requires endeavors to foster integrity in both public and private spheres. The Brazilian government boasts internationally recognized and cited experiences, including the anti-corruption law, the Brazil Pact for Corporate Integrity, the Pro-Ethics Panel from the Comptroller General's Office, and in the technology sector, the preventive audit and bidding. During the anti-corruption working group meetings held at the G20 headquarters in Brasilia, four key priorities were established. The first priority is to promote a fairer and more sustainable world. The second priority focuses on developing principles to enhance integrity in the private sector. The third priority aims to bolster government organizations, while the fourth priority aims to strengthen the capacity to recover assets diverted by corrupt acts. Isabela Correa, the Secretary for Public Integrity at the Comptroller General's Office, underscores the connection between combating corruption and sustainable development. She says, we aim for organizations to uphold integrity, with anti-corruption serving as a fundamental pillar. Well-designed policies enable these organizations to reach and positively impact people's lives impartially, crafting initiatives that yield tangible results. In the context of environmental considerations, our focus is on designing policies that prioritize the public interest with impartiality at the forefront. The Anti-Corruption Working Group is coordinated by the Comptroller General's Office in collaboration with the Office of the General Counsel of the Federal Government, the Ministry of Justice and Public Security, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.